They come around the turn at the 500 metres. McDonald hasn't moved yet. Zaki kick clear. Two lengths. Three lengths, Holmesman, then Dallas and Mawunga. Back behind them, Cascadian. Collette, Hungry Heart to the outside. But now Zaki lets rip. And at the 250, he's four in front of Cascadian. Then Mawunga and Holmesman. Zaki the leader at the 100 metres. He's well clear. He's two and a half, Cascadian. Zaki holding on. Zaki won the McKinnon. Won it by a length, Cascadian. Third, Mawunga. And they were followed by K.O. Norton.
Well, he was a short price favourite for the Cox Plate when he was stretched on Cox Plate morning, and you could see the relief on Annabelle Neesham's face with the cameras trained on her as Zaki went across the line. She was at Flemington yesterday. Congratulations, Annabelle.
Thanks, Lauren. Yeah, relief just about sums it up.
Saw a little high five there too and a smile. How were you feeling going into yesterday?
I was pretty confident that the horse was well and happy, but obviously when you've had an interrupted preparation, it's hard to be feeling bullish. So yeah, I was certainly very nervous, and I think a lot of the owners, they were there, and just for them I really wanted them to do it. It's a bit of a consolation for the Cox Plate 4 months ago.
How did you feel when the race was panning out?
Once he got into that nice rhythm in front, I began to relax a bit, and I think he started to build from the 800, and he just rode him exactly how the horse likes to be ridden. And obviously I could see Cascadian was coming, but I knew it would take a really good one to actually get past him. So it was all things considered, it was actually a relatively easy watch.
James McDonald obviously knows him very well. What was his feedback yesterday in terms of how he performed compared to previously?
He gets on with him so well. He was just, happy to be back on the horse. Hadn't ridden him race day since the tramway, so it was great to get them to reunite. And it was very special to be a small part of J-Mac's amazing week and 10 cup wins. That last win being on Zaki was pretty special.
There was the build-up for you and the connections of Zaki because of the incidents surrounding the Cox Plate, but did it develop an extra crescendo, so to speak, knowing that J-Mac was going for that little bit of history yesterday?
Yeah, it did, to be honest. I've been told before the race that he'd equaled Brett's record, so I knew he'd be trying, but look, he'd be trying it anyway. James is an ultimate professional. He's very competitive, and he truly deserves it.
How's Zaki pulled up here? Do you know how he's come through yesterday yet?
Yeah, he's come through well. I got up very early, and I'm on my way back up to Sydney, but Raphael's there with him now. He's been out for pick of grass, and he's trotting up sound, and he's eaten up, so he'll have another quiet day today, and then we'll get him out to the paddock for a well-earned rest.
Incredible journey it's been with Zaki, and not an expensive overseas import relative to some, and in excess of $3 million since he's joined your stable. How does that meet with even the loftiest expectations you might have had for him?
Oh, unbelievable. It's pretty much exactly 12 months since we bought him, but he hasn't even been in the country for 12 months, so I certainly didn't think he'd have picked up three group ones in that time, and he's just taking us on an unbelievable journey, and I'm just very grateful to have a horse of his calibre in the stable.
Look after our winners down here at our racetracks, but I'm sure with Neil Wilson involved in the ownership, Neil Werrett and others, there was a special beam around the mounting yard at Flemington yesterday.
Yeah, no, there was. They were obviously over the moon, and a lot of the owners were a big part of the VRC. So obviously the Cox Plate is always a dream, but for those guys, to win on their home track on the last day of the carnival was very special.
Probably too early to firm up plans, but what do you think the next 12 months, maybe even aiming towards a Cox Plate next year, might hold for Zaki, including the championships in Sydney? What do you map out?
Yeah, look, I haven't, haven't mapped anything out, but definitely the Cox Plate will be on the agenda. And I suppose sort of closer to that, looking at the autumn, the Queen Elizabeth, the big race, I'd love to win with him in Sydney. But, you know, there's plenty of races in Melbourne as well. Something like the All-Star Mile could be a great race for him. But we'll certainly put him in the paddock for now. He's been in the country since December and he's only had 3 weeks of those off. So he deserves to go and have a stick of grass and put a bit of weight on and enjoy himself. So, yeah, we'll work backwards from a plan. But for now, we'll just give him that well-earned rest.
And a horse who's also a star in your stable, ran so well yesterday, Mwonga. He could arguably have similar objectives. What do you map out for him at this stage?
Yeah, exactly. Look, he's proven himself that he's a consistent weight for age performer. And, yeah, he's can run over any distances. We saw him win the Winged Stakes over 7 furlongs. And, you know, yesterday I thought he actually looked like he could have ran 2,400. So he's very versatile, and he too could be an all-star mile type of horse. He's obviously going to end up going to stud. He's a valuable stud prospect, but we'll at least enjoy the autumn with him and hopefully another season. But, yeah, he was super. Obviously didn't win yesterday, but he was still super consistent and he's never ran a bad race.
What did you make of Equations run at the 1,600 yesterday?
I thought he ran well, but we followed the $1.60 favourite and unfortunately didn't take us anywhere into the race. So J-Mac was frustrated because he felt if he'd been on the back of the right horse, he felt he would have been right up there in the finish. So, look, he's been a bit luckless this campaign, but he's come through it well, and I'm sure we'll try and find another race for him in the next few weeks.
I thought Nobel was a real eye-catcher on debut at Moonee Valley. He ran at Rosehill yesterday in the $1 million Golden Gift. You also had Bird on a Wing in the race. In particular, Nobel, what did you make of his run?
Yeah, Tommy Ferrier spoke to him last night. He just said he was still quite green and perhaps a little bit flat. So, look, I don't think he disgraced himself, but he certainly probably to me looks like he's going to want to get over a little bit more ground. So he's done a superb job to get to the races twice already this early on, but he'll go for a little break now and we'll see a much more furnished colt in the autumn.
Touch unlucky to find one Tommy Berry couldn't win on yesterday, the way he was riding. Lady Laguna on debut, the OTI colours, another relationship building for you, no doubt, on debut at Eagle Farm yesterday. I know there was some excited connections here in Victoria. What did you make of her win?
Yeah, she's a real professional. Spoke to Terry Henderson in the morning and he said he'd never had a two-year-old runner prior to Christmas, so it was pretty exciting. He was very excited to get an early two-year-old winner, and she was purchased by Terry from the paddock in Spendthrift by their stallion Overshare, so she was Overshare's first runner, and yeah, it was lovely to get a win with her for all of our owners, and I think she'll go on with it. She was a bit green, did a little bit wrong, but closed off nicely.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on what's been a successful spring, no doubt some frustration, but thank you for being so open and helping share the journey so we understood where the likes of Mwonga and in particular Zaki were. I feel like we've been along for the ride with you. You've got such a great relationship with so many in racing, and great to see the early stages of your career evolving so well, and look forward to seeing what does happen with those star gallopers as they develop through their career.
Thank you very much.
Annabelle Neesham there, taking out the McKinnon Stakes with Zaki.